It's coming up on Straight Up at 8 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, a Friday edition. Welcome to the program a little bit later on. Actually, just about 30 minutes away, Lisa Farber, Laguna Beach Vibe, LagunaNow.com steps in. I think that's the fourth time I've mentioned Lisa. We've been keeping track this morning. And once again, a ton of stuff to cover a little bit later on with a great performance, live performance in studio from Skylar Funk, Trapdoor Social, and the Funk All-Stars coming in. That's during the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, though, my goodness, glad you're here. So we've got Chamber Chat. Aaron Slattery, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, with us. Brought a friend. And this is Andrew Flashman from Flashman Kitchen Design. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning. Yes.
And how are you today?
Very well. I'm very well. This is Aaron and Andrew, how are you doing?
And we're doing great, thank you. So, Andrew, Flashman Kitchen Design, what got you into kitchens?
Well, that's a really interesting question. It's not the sort of thing you sort of wake up one morning and decide it's what you're going to do. I mean, I was a musician for many years and had a family to support and found myself looking for a job in New York and ended up working for this amazing company called Christopher Peacock. Got hired as a designer there. Actually, I was hired as an assistant designer because he was a drummer and I was a keyboard player in London, and we sort of had mutual friends, and he gave me a job as a result. And then I got hired as an assistant designer, and 2 weeks later I was the designer because the designer quit.
Okay.
So lo and behold, I'm suddenly a kitchen designer without having that much information to get the truth.
Wow.
So now that I found out you're a musician, the rest of the questions might be about that, okay? I hope you don't mind.
That's absolutely fine. Very comfortable with that.
Tell us about the musicianship. Yeah, I noticed when you first walked into the studio, you had to check it out. You had to check out the live room. What do you play?
Okay, so I'm a keyboard player,
okay.
Piano player.
Mm-hmm.
Done both. Traveled America, traveled Europe. I was in a band that supported Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
All right.
Which, you know, some of your listeners probably know.
Relax.
Hopefully, exactly.
Relax.
So we did that, and I've toured in this country, and I've recorded in studios in Berlin and London and Prince's studio. So I've done quite a lot in that realm.
Okay.
But, you know, that's sort of behind me. But once you're a musician, you're always a musician.
Well, I wonder the connection between designing kitchens and musicianship. There's a structure to musicianship and a creativity as well, obviously. Do you find that kind of that bleeds into kitchen design?
Yeah, I think that it's all about form and melody, which, you know, music particularly, but with any design, you know, it has to flow and it has to have rhythm to it.
Right.
It has to have harmony, shall we say. I mean, you know, those are words obviously you use as musicians, but it's true of good design that there is harmony.
Right.
And then there are things that clash. You know, you want something in a room that grabs your attention. So, you know, it's a bit like having a lead guitar solo, shall we say, or a,
right.
So yeah, I think that music and design are very correlated.
And you use some of those same skills that you have in music to design kitchens.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Right.
I think that I look at a room and I think this is how I see it.
Right.
But my job is actually to work with my clients.
Right.
I'm really fortunate. I have fantastic clients here in Laguna and in LA, and I've had clients in Sedona and Texas and all on the East Coast. You know, I've been doing this for many years, so at this point. So my job is to try and bring out what it is they want in their life into their house.
Which brings me to my next question. Let's say I just bought a house and I want to redo the kitchen. Tell me the process. So now I'm thinking to myself, well, God, I won't have a kitchen for several months while we gut the current one and put another one in. Is it that lengthy a process, and what is exactly the process?
Yeah, it can be.
Okay.
You know, typically, you gut a kitchen and it can take, I don't know, 3-4 months to get cabinets. Nowadays, actually, appliances are a much bigger problem. You see all those ships out on the ocean.
Right.
Well, that's, you know, that's part of this massive supply chain problem we have. So it can take 6 months.
Right.
Some projects we work on take years because you need planning permissions for moving walls, and you need, you know, and here in Laguna, right, of course, we want to protect what's here because it's fantastic.
Right.
But at the same time, people want to grow their houses and they want to change things. They want to move windows, and that requires coastal permission,
right.
You know, coastal commission.
Right.
So it can be a massive process.
Right. So a good portion of the time consumed might just be red tape.
Exactly. So okay. Turn on some music and wait. sit around and wait. You know, tear the kitchen out.
Right.
We don't advise tearing the kitchen out before you know product's on its way. But
right.
Some people do, because you need to be able to measure correctly. So
right. So if someone walks into your showroom, you have, I'm guessing you have kitchens already set up with certain.
Yeah.
When I see a kitchen set up in a showroom, can I mix and match a little bit if I want?
Or absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
So I don't have to. I'm not really stuck pigeonholed into just that one.
No cookie cutter stuff.
Okay.
No. I have a small but well appointed showroom, shall we say, in Laguna Beach.
Okay.
It's only 800 square feet, but every inch is thought about, and I have some really great quality products in there. You know, I'm fortunate. I am a kitchen designer, but I work with other designers.
Right.
You know, so there are great designers here, there are great architects, there are great builders here, you know. So I work with those people, not just homeowners. I'm very happy to work directly with a homeowner,
right?
Who may not have any idea what they want. They come to us and hopefully we can inspire them.
Right.
But often I find I work with some really great interior designers who will sort of pass a kitchen to me,
right.
Or work with me, and they'll choose the surfaces and I'll design it and supply all the cabinetry. That's my real business, is to supply cabinetry.
Okay.
Which is, you know, a major portion of the kitchen.
Well, it's huge. Yeah. It is. For me, I love the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen all the time. I do the cooking. I want my kitchen to be kind of like Captain Kirk's chair. I want to be able to turn this way and I'm good right here, and turn this way and I'm good right here.
What do you like to cook?
I cook everything. There's nothing I don't cook. I grew up in an Argentine household, so there's a lot of that going on. But my partner, she's a vegan, so there's a lot of that going on. So there's my Captain Kirk spinning in the chair thing, you know? I can't mix the two. I can't have, like, beef juice dripping on her vegan stuff, so...
No.
So
that doesn't work.
So my countertops need to be different, and both, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I, by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. I've been having a problem with this top drawer. And I swear that I go to all the places to get the right pieces. It's always messed up. So
you need to pop into my showroom and have a look, and maybe I'll come over to your place and take a look at it for you.
Take a look at it if you would.
I have been known to do that.
Now, see, you've locked yourself into something you'll want to back out of, I'm sure.
That's absolutely fine. Yeah, and actually, you know, underneath your drawer, there are probably some adjustments that allow you to lift it up.
Well, here's, now I'm going to bore the entire audience with this, but here we go. So it's a drawer that was probably built in the early 2000s, maybe late 1990s.
Yeah.
And it has the slide on the top, so I can like put the slide and two rollers on each side.
Yep.
I lost the plastic coupling that puts the slide to the cabinetry.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere to be found.
Nope.
Nowhere.
Fall off, right?
Right.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Actually. Okay. I bet you do.
It's a white little roller, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
Yes.
That's the thing. People's homes, doesn't matter what quality it is, there's always an issue to deal with.
Right.
You know, hopefully with quality products that doesn't happen that often, but it happens.
Right. What's your kitchen look like?
Mike, I actually bought a house that had been done because I needed a house like yesterday. That's what we needed. So we bought a house that had already been finished. So my kitchen's okay. It's all right. It's white.
Right.
It's white and gray.
Yeah. I like white kitchens. I like white.
Yeah, you know, they're never going to go away.
Right.
But you know, in my showroom, I have high gloss white, but I have bookmatch veneers, and I have English, I have American product as well as European product. So, you know, color's interesting because we see it differently.
Right.
Just like, you know, just like some people like jazz and some people like classical, right? You know, yeah. Same thing with what you see.
Right.
Some people like really traditional.
Right.
And fortunately here we have this massive mix, right? You know,
right.
You look at a house and on the outside it might be really contemporary, or actually typically traditional and then contemporary inside.
Right.
But there's this massive mix that's going on in life.
Are you noticing a trend either, or are there trends? Or like you said, it's just always just this big smorgasbord.
No, there are definitely trends.
Okay.
You know, certain blue colors at the moment.
Right.
Certain Moroccan things, driven by particularly by certain designers out of LA. You see a lot of Moroccan shapes and colors. And whether that's going to last the course, we don't know, but you know, white kitchen has been there for forever,
right?
Ever since they invented putting kitchens in. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm just putting some wood countertop pieces into my showroom because I think people are leaning back to, well, I know they're leaning back to more organic stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, a trend that I noted years ago when we had the crash in 2007, 2008.
Right.
After that, it struck me that people were looking for simplicity because, you know, I work for a company called Clive Christian and they were all about doing these great carved pieces and chandeliers and stuff like that.
Right.
Wow.
After that, yeah, chandeliers in your kitchen. I mean, I mean, real crystal, the whole deal.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be a drag to clean because, you know, already you got to clean the walls and stuff. It gets greasy, whatever. Yeah. That would be a drag to clean.
Good. Buy some spray on stuff and let it drip. Basically. That's what they do. That's how they clean it.
Let it drip on your dog while your dog is
looking at it. They lean towards doing more contemporary, so my showroom is mostly contemporary because that's what's going on. You know, so there are trends.
Right. Now, where is your showroom so our listeners know?
My showroom is located in what was called the Festival Center, maybe known as the Hive. It is right opposite the Kitchen in the Canyon.
Okay.
And Oliver's and McLean's.
Laguna Beach Beer Company.
I'm in that parking lot. I've been there longer than anybody else.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now we know where to go.
Yes.
Now we know where to go.
I'm quite low key.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful to have their great patronage. You know,
right.
They're great people. A lot of my clients eat in those restaurants. Right. And they're great restaurants.
Yeah. I've never seen him out in front with a spinning sign or anything
no.
like that.
No.
You know, I was thinking about buying one. We need something out there.
Aaron, do you cook? Are you big in the kitchen?
Well, I have a mother who loves cooking,
right.
And
this
I
is the,
love
the mother
her
who's
sous chef.
She's the writer, correct?
Yes,
tell us really quick. Let's plug her book.
So she has a recent novel about her great uncle, which is Immigrant Soldier, the story of a Richie boy, and then she also has her memoir, which is Wherever the Road Leads, where she travels around the world for 2 years in the 1970s.
Very cool. And hey to mom, she's also the cook. So
she is also the cook. She actually traveled to China on a different trip and learned all about Chinese cooking. And when I was growing up, Coast Hardware here actually had a cooking school in the back room.
Wow.
And so she used to teach cooking at Coast Hardware, if you can believe that.
Wow. Globetrotting cook.
Yes.
This is so cool. This is so very cool. And you, do you do your own cooking, by the way, Andrew?
No, I'm not. Not that great a cook.
Okay.
And I'm a problem because I'm gluten-free and a vegetarian. So,
there we go. You know, well, see, you could be on the right side of the counter at my house over there.
Say,
you know,
yeah.
I got you covered, man, I swear.
You're dripping the beef. That doesn't really work for me.
Yeah, but. Well, see, that's on the other side of the sink. It stays completely cool. So, yeah, we're good.
So my cooking skills are pretty limited, I would say. But I like to cook, but right. I'm not good.
And without having to put you up against the wall and give me a definitive answer, if a kitchen replacement, what's that cost? What's that generally, what are people looking at?
It's funny, I thought you were going to ask me that. That's a really big question because it varies so
much. Right, I would guess
you
know, it would.
You can easily spend 150 grand in a kitchen,
right.
200. Right. You know, I've got clients that spend way more than that. But, you know, you can buy a Luckhorn U range for 60 grand, you know,
right.
And it still cooks eggs. You know, it's the same thing,
right.
But it looks spectacular and is actually an amazing piece of equipment.
Right.
Whereas you can buy a 30-inch cooker and still do great things if you know how to make it work. So,
right.
So a general cost, I don't know, 40, 50 and up.
All right.
Typically, yeah. I would think.
That seems about right. It's right about where I was guessing. That's right about the sweet spot of what I was guessing. We had a, Anne-Marie and I had a rental for like 15 years here in South Laguna where the kitchen was quite literally the size of this unit right here. The entire kitchen was this big. so there wasn't a lot of room. And I found I made some of my best meals on that tiny little stove and oven. Some of the best meals I ever created were on that thing.
Well, you know, the Kitchen and Bath Association, which is a national organization, right? They teach kitchen design. So I'm certified with them. I have been for decades. They have a work triangle that you're supposed to maintain. And there's a reason for that, because you don't want to be going from your sink and walking 20 feet to put something down. I mean, so small kitchens often work better than the big ones. Right. So now we create kitchens that are multiple work zones for different purposes.
Right.
You know? And then you've got people, because of COVID, you've got people who are doing all their work in the kitchen. So now you have to think about things like that as well.
Right.
COVID really changed the way people view their homes.
Right. Right, and the practicality of the use of the kitchen.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, right. So the person that used to be sitting having breakfast is actually there with the computer now, so they're working there. So you have to think about those things. So,
So if a client comes to you and they've got an idea for a kitchen, they look at the stuff you've got in your showroom. Do you have to see their house, their kitchen, before you?
Yeah, I like to see it going. I mean, I can't price something for them without creating something.
Right.
There are some designers that will charge you a fee to go out, and I just don't think that's right. I've never done that.
Right.
Go to people's houses all the time, have a look to see how they live and what it is they want to create.
Right.
And sometimes I'll look at it and say, well, the kitchen's in the wrong room. You need to move it.
Right.
Which we've done.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you put it in the front room so then you've got the view
rather
than in the back.
Right.
We did a house here in Laguna 2 years ago, I guess finished last year, where literally the kitchen was in the back and we pulled it all the way to the front so that you could see the ocean.
Right.
So that
requires repiping everything, doesn't it? So that's a total massive job, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It was actually, in truth, a complete rebuild, the whole house. So we were able to move everything we wanted.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So although I'm a kitchen designer, I sometimes get dragged into much bigger projects.
I bet you do. Right.
Which is fun.
And I'm going to have him take a look at both my bathrooms as well, too. I think
that's how it works.
Aaron, what do you guys have coming up over the next few weeks?
Gosh, we have two ribbon cuttings next week. One on Wednesday for Pause Together, a new nonprofit that will help young adults get off of their phones and get away from electronics.
Very nice.
And we also have Coast Medical and Botox on Thursday, which is downtown, and you can guess what they do. And of course, I need to plug Pageant of the Masters. We have our Locals Night on July 5th. Please buy your tickets. It's a fundraiser for the chamber. They're only $70.
Excellent. Excellent. And how do our listeners find you, Andrew? What do you do? You have a website?
There's a website, Flashman Design.
Okay,
it's not the greatest website on the planet.
Right.
Not right now. I've actually got it on the table to redesign the whole thing.
Okay.
So we have that Instagram. There's a Facebook account. There's Howell's account.
Okay.
And my showroom.
Right. Just drop by the Hive. That's it's so convenient. I'm thinking there's nothing easier than turning into the Hive.
It's brilliant.
All right. We'll grab a beer and head on over, man.
Sounds good.
Pretty cool. I can't thank you enough for coming in and taking a look at my drawer, because I'm not going to forget that you said you would. Andrew. And by the way, we got to get you in here and into the studio and maybe play some keyboards for us at one time. Yeah, would you do that?
Interesting.
All right, do that.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? I'd have to find some people to help me cover up the mistakes.
I'm sure there won't be many. Andrew Flashman, Flashman Kitchen Design. It's in the Hive. And I can't wait to walk into your showroom. So
you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
As are your listeners.
Thank you so much. Of course. We all appreciate it. Aaron Slattery, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, thank you so very much for bringing Andrew in.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
8:17 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.